We gotta shoot it apart!
Hey guys, it's me. It's Tony Mitchell from Mitchell's Kiss of the Gypsy. You're listening to the one and only NI Rock Show. How f***ing cool's that? Your rock starts right here.
Friday Night Rock Show and Rock Radio and I, little band Trucker Diablo, track their latest album called Kill the Lights. Three new releases next, Down the Pretty Reckless, a track called For I Am Death, and then Doro with Warriors of the Sea.
Something wrong with me, I could but I don't bleed. There's something wrong with me. I like autonomy, away from all your freaks. There's something wrong with me. There's something wrong with me. I can feel the needles in my hands. Feel the needles in my bones, crawling up my spine where God only knows. For I am death and I can feel, I got my hands upon the wheel. I am not lost, for I have found the only one who put me down. For I am death and I won't break. I got a life take. When will it end, this suffering I play? It was nice to know you. I'm like pornography, cut from a magazine. There's something wrong with me, there's something wrong with me. I can feel the needles in my hands, feel the needles in my bones, crawling up my spine where God only knows. For I am death and I can feel, I got my hands up on the wheel. I am not lost, for I have found the only one who put me down. For I am death and I won't break. I got a life I got to take. When will it end, this suffering I play? It was nice to know you. Back of your mind, we're even dark as blind, looking for a sign, waiting for your time to come, but you can't. And hides away, hides away from me. For I am death and I can feel, I got my hands up on the wheel. I am not lost, for I have found the only one who put me down. For I am death and I won't break. I got a life I got to take. When will it end?
Hey metalheads, hey my dear friend, this is Doris and you're listening to NI Rock Show, and I wish you a great time and rock on.
Forever free, for all eternity. Hi, this is Melissa Bunny from Ad Infinitum, and you're listening to the NI Rock Show.
You think I'm a monster? You think I'm a liar? I think I swallowed the sun and now you say I'm a monster. Take a good look around, you've always been in the dark. I know you don't want the truth, but fairy tales are liars. Yeah, yeah, you keep chasing your wonderland, you're going too far. Oh no, it's a shame that you live a lie. You burn the bridges that fall apart. You don't need me to drag you down. You wanna watch me go?
Miss Bonnie, the new solo track called I'm a Monster. Our 9 tracks of the 90s this week come from 1990, Kick Off Scorpions and Tease Me and Please Me from the album Crazy World, then Rat, Love Needs a Dirty Job from the album Detonator.
We'll be right back. Hey everybody, this is Michael Sweet from Striper, and you're listening to the NI Rock Show on Rock Radio NI.
We'll be right back.
That was Trouble Tribe with Here Comes Trouble. Next up is a little single from Mickey Myers called Midnight Woman. Now I've got the title track from the album by Robert John the Wreck called Heartbreak and Last Goodbyes.
There's no peace in this I found. Hey y'all, this is Josh with Shaman's Harvest. You're listening to the NI Rock Show.
Since you've been gone, Lord, all the tears I've cried. It's been so long, I got nothing left inside. You had me ragged, you ran me dry. Left me empty-handed, holding on for dear life. We'll be right back.
Parker Barrow, a track called Novocaine. Back to 1990 again now, with Warrant, the classic Cherry Pie, and then Sleaze Bees with Stranger Than Paradise.
I'm Kiefer, and you're listening to the NI Rock Show.
Tiger Tales with Love Bomb Baby from the album Berserk. John Fogerty released a new album called Legacy this week. Features re-recordings of many of the Creedence Clearwater Revival classics. I'll play the track up around the band, then you hear John talking about the album.
Come on! Well, you know, if you're going to have a big birthday, and turning 80 is certainly a big birthday in the sense that, well, it's the first time it's happened to me, put it that way. you know, and if you tell yourself, wow, I'd really like to give myself a special present. What would that be? And, you know, okay, gee, I need a new car. Nah. I need a new hammer. Nah. Maybe a guitar. I don't know. But finally, I thought in terms of this record. You know, I said, I'd like to make a record that's a really, what's the word, remarkable version of these songs I've written. And I think that was sort of the mission that I gave myself. That, well, if you're going to do that, then you got to go through this to get there. And that's what I wanted to do, because I wanted to get there and say, okay, this is my birthday. I'm giving this album to the fans, and I'm giving this album to me. I think that's where it all started, way back when music was such a joy and was so, that sense of wonderment because you're discovering things. And I wanted to feel that way about the music I make. And I do. My songs were taken away from me. There was an ongoing, let's say, energy aimed at me to actually separate me from my own work and separate me from the greatness of my own work, to somehow the unscrupulous powers that be wished that the work would live on, but that somehow I would go away. And it stayed that way for a long time. I didn't have much impact or influence on the way my music was used, especially out there in the commercial world. And lo and behold, after years of striving, especially because of the good graces of my dear wife, Julie, who totally believed this could happen, she managed to have arranged an environment whereby I finally got back the ownership of my songs and ownership globally, not just in the United States, which is the way it would have settled after, if enough time had passed. This changed my whole world. This changed everything. I was on a path where it was quite likely that I would pass away and not be connected to my own songs. So that legacy was going to sort of dissipate into the ether. And by this simple, not so simple, but by this, in a scientific sense, uniform effort of having the songs come back to me where I have the say-so about their destiny, I am the one who now gets to leave my own destiny and my own legacy. That makes me feel really good.
Thank you.
well, long as I can see the light. For a long time in the middle of my life there, I couldn't see the light, matter of fact. When Julie came into my life, everything lit up. You know, I mean, it's one thing to be 20 years old and writing songs, that sort of thing. When you live a lot longer than that, you get past your 50s even. You get out of your awkward 40s and past your 50s. You know, I think you just, there's so much appreciation of what living is. And for me, of course, it's all about Julie. She's my best friend. We are two people that we're anchors for each other. She's certainly my beacon. So when I sing that song, I think of Julie. I know that this crazy world has us, you know, going out here, going out there in different orbits sometime. But it always comes back, for me anyway, to just being by her side and the comfort of being with her soul. I do believe she's my soulmate, and I do believe we were destined to meet and to and that we'll be together forever. It's hard to put it in words. I think the fact that when I wrote a song and when I got done, it felt, especially because I had worked on it a while, honing it and getting everything what I thought was correct, getting the melody right, getting the meaning of the words to fit. I think for some, you know, because I'm a fan, I'm a consumer, I love music, I love great records, I love great songs, and I think somehow that if once I got it to where I liked it, there was a place that a lot of other people felt the same way. They had those same sort of standards about, you know, why what they see in a song or a record, and magically seemed to relate the same way that I related. Oh, yeah. Put a candle. You may not understand this when I first say it. The thing I am most proud of in my life is that I met Julie, because all of my life changed from that simple thing. We have together have wonderful children. She's given me a wonderful life, family life. I get to be dad, I get to be husband, I get to be even that bon vivant romantic guy that brings flowers. To me, that's what I'm most proud of, that it finally happened for me. Long as I can see the light.
Long as I can see the light. Just about a year ago,
That was John Fogerty with Lodi. Our last three tracks from 1990 are up next. Stubborn House of Lords, American Babylon, the album Sahara, and The Hurricane with Real Love from the album Slave to the Thrill.
Hi, this is James Christian from the House of Lords, and you're listening to NI Rock Show on Rock Radio NI with Nigel Jackson.
Hey guys, this is Doug Aldrich from the Dead Daisies, and you're listening to the NI Rock Show. It's the best.
Lanes. He tells me believing Jesus steals the money from my hands. Some say he was a good man. Lord, I think he sinned. Yeah, yeah. Years of mental tears, cries of suicidal Vietnam babe. In war on a foreign shore to find his country didn't want him back. The bullets took his best friends in Saigon. Our Lord has took his wife, his kids, no regrets. Any time I don't remember, in a war he can't forget. He cried, forgive me for what I'd done there, cause I never meant the things I did. Me something to believe in, that there's a Lord above. I give me something to believe in. Oh Lord, arise. My best friend died a lonely man in some Palm Springs a hotel room. I got the call last Christmas Eve and they told me the news. Tried all night not to break down and cry as tears rolled down my face. I felt so cold and empty, like a lost soul out of place. And the mirror, mirror on the wall, see my smiling face again. I give me something to believe. We'll be right back. something to believe in, yeah.
That was Poison with Something to Believe In from the album Flesh and Blood. Next up, Tulika Bands, Black Dog Moon with The Free Wind, and then Saffron Grumman, the Black Eel Band, with Make You Pay.
Yeah.
Thanks for checking out the Friday Night Rock Show on Rock with an Eye. We'll finish up Burma Sky, track their new album, Got the Sign of the Wolf, that features Danny Vaughan vocals.
The tide is high, we're